Blackstone Audio presents Tearing Down the Wall of Sound, The Rise and Fall of Phil Spector by Mick Brown. The reasonable man adapts himself to the world. The unreasonable man adapts the world to himself. All progress depends on the unreasonable man. George Bernard Shaw. Author's Note: Tearing Down the Wall of Sound is going into production before opening statements in Phil Spector's murder trial. The chapters about the incident of Lana Clarkson's death are based on the information and evidence available at this time and are in no way meant to make any allegations about Phil Spector or to predict a verdict in the trial. March 30, 2007. Chapter 1. Mr. Spector likes people to walk up. On an unseasonably warm day in December 2002, I found myself sitting in a room at the Hyatt Hotel on Sunset Strip in Los Angeles, waiting for Phil Spector to call. It had been 36 hours since I'd arrived in Los Angeles to find a message telling me that my meeting with Spector, which had taken some 3 months to arrange and was scheduled to take place the following day, had been postponed. It was as if all my worst fears had come to pass. Between 1961 and 1966, Spector's so-called Wall of Sound made him the most successful pop record producer in the world, with more than 20 top 40 hits by such artists as The Crystals, The Ronettes, and The Righteous Brothers.